Well, our guest is Matthew Kilmurry. He's the former director of marketing at the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. He developed web, mobile, and social strategies to promote the USCCB's wide range of programs, as well as worked on major efforts such as the World Meeting of Families in 2015. That's when Pope Francis came to Philadelphia. Currently, he's the senior director of marketing at an international law firm, but he's with us now to discuss his new book, You Are the Catholic Brand. Welcome to the Busted Halo Show, Matthew Kilmurry.
Thanks, Father Dane. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Are you the Catholic brand?
That's a good question. I think we're each the Catholic brand.
Agreed.
Right?
Now, this seems like a great example of what we're all called to do in the church. Sometimes people will be at Mass and they'll say, oh, look, there's someone up there who's a lector. I'm not good at that. I can't share my gifts with the church. But we all have some gifts, and God calls us to share that with one another in community. And these days, a lot of people talk about branding. I hired at Busted Halo about a year and a half ago, we hired a branding agent based in Nashville to help us rebrand and create a new brand. So, I mean, we talk about this a lot, and yet I think it's helpful to put our modern words and terms into something pretty ancient like our faith. So tell me what you mean when you say we are, all of us, we are the Catholic brand.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's definitely kind of a watchword of our culture. I think everybody from the CEO down to the counter clerk understands what a brand is. I mean, every day we wear those brands on our shirt, we drive them in our cars, and we buy into the attributes of those brands. And brands spend billions of dollars every year showcasing their different attributes, whether it be, you know, it's going to help you athletically or to be, you know, more happy in your everyday work life, and, you know, on and on. And so thinking about that, having been in this profession for, you know, well over a decade, I started to think about the Catholic brand, right, especially working for the U.S. Catholic Church, and how daunting that can feel sometimes. Yeah. As an individual Catholic, right? I mean, wow, the Catholic brand has been around for 2,000 years, and there's, you know, we have a pope, and we have, you know, bishops and priests, and it starts to feel as though they're the ones who are kind of driving the Catholic brand. But the lessons that we've learned as marketers is that really it comes down to that individual experience that somebody has, right? So when I walk into a store, or I meet a clerk, or any number of ways I experience a brand, that becomes my own personal experience, and it will shape it more than anything else. And so as we think about, you know, the Catholic brand, really the most important person is the everyday Catholic.
What you're saying is that if you walk into a store of American Eagle Outfitters, you might have seen their commercials, but really, what is the experience you're having with that pair of jeans and that salesperson?
Exactly, because at the end of the day, I mean, do you really know what the jeans are made out of, or where they came from, or all the specifics, right? I think a lot of times we get hung up that we feel as though we can't represent the Catholic brand because maybe we can't quote scripture, and we don't know what the Council of Trent decreed, and so we have all these feelings that there's other people that represent the Catholic faith so much better. But the crux of it is that people are looking for an experience. What does Jesus do for me? What problems does he solve? How does he make my life better? And when I come across Bob, my neighbor, who is Catholic, And he shows to me just through his life and his experience and his joy that now becomes what represents the Catholic faith for me. Bob didn't have to quote scripture. He didn't have to tell me all the ins and outs of the Catholic faith. He just showed me through personal experience what it means to be Catholic.
Mm-hmm. Well, and and what you do in breaking down the book we're talking about, You Are the Catholic Brand, Matthew Kilmurry, you walk us through as if I would imagine people would be in a marketing class in college or in grad school, and the basic things that any company needs to do. So you talk about knowing yourself, knowing your customers, personalizing the message. Let's talk about some of those in terms of how somebody that's listening right now might think, I don't fancy myself as like an evangelist. I don't know how to share the faith. But the way you kind of put the turn on it, I think it makes it more accessible. So let's talk about some of those.
Sure. So, one of the first things that any brand has to do is to understand who they are, right? And that's when they come up with a mission statement. So every company has a mission statement. And as we think about ourselves as individual Catholics, we need to understand what type of Catholic we are. And that that can be anything from, kind of a rad trad and a Latin mass all the way to social justice. And the Catholic Church is such a large umbrella, and there's room for all of us. And that's what makes it so wonderful. And so this book is for everyone. It's to understand, your particular take on the Catholic faith and what Jesus does for you in particular, and how he has impacted your life, and to understand that, and then to get excited about it, because really it's through our experience of our own faith that we're able to share it with others.
Mm-hmm. And so what you do is you, and that is really the model for, and I like that you're, I'm hope I'm not shooting ourselves in the foot here, but I like that you're using the word branding, because when the bishops write documents about evangelization, that's exactly what they say, that the first step is we got to, know our faith before we can share it. And not before in the sense that, well, then I'm not ready to, and I have to wait until I have a PhD, and then that'll be the end of my life, or I'm 80 years old. So not before we share our faith, but the first step in this kind of dynamic process that all happens together is our own self, knowing who I am before God, and that allows me to share it.
Yeah, because the faith is transmitted from one person to another. It can happen certainly through Scripture, but even that was written by humans, right? I mean, God could easily show himself to every new generation so that everybody would immediately believe, but the transmission of the divine is meant to be a human experience. And humans are looking for an emotional connection. That's why back in the 1950s and 60s, all the advertising and marketing you would see would all be rational marketing. It costs this much, it's made of this material. But over time, us marketers found out that emotional marketing is much more impactful. So that's why you would see a car commercial that doesn't really even show the car, but shows a celebrity and beautiful women getting in and out of the car, and it helps create this connection, a false connection in many cases, that I'm going to have the same experience as this person.
Or like have a Coke and a smile, or a little polar bear, animated polar bear, right? Drinking Coke.
And that's what people are looking for. They're looking to make an emotional connection. They're looking for a promise of an unbelievable experience. And so when people come in contact with us, they're not necessarily looking for all the tangible aspects of faith, though they will later, as St. Paul says, when they're looking for when they wean off the milk and they're looking for the meat. But a lot of times they're just looking to know that, wow, this person had a transformational experience with an encounter with Christ. And that's what I'm looking for. They're not necessarily looking for us to be able to quote Scripture and know all the ins and outs, but they want to know that this made a difference in my life. Mm-hmm.
Well, we're talking to Matthew Kilmurry. He is the author of You Are the Catholic Brand. And I like the steps that, like you said, like marketers, first you got to know yourself, then you got to know your customers. Now, this is interesting because I will often, and I did it just this week, yesterday, in my homily yesterday, I will invite the people that are gathered there to hopefully not put the entire job of, quote, evangelization or sharing the faith on the shoulders of the priests and the nuns, because there are people that they, all those folks sitting out there in the pews, that it's, you know, the noon mass in the middle of the week, they're going to go back to their cubicles and offices and places where else they go. And they know people that I will never know, that I will never encounter and never know enough about that person to speak the word, as the prophet Isaiah says, speak the word that will rouse them. And so, I mean, you talk about knowing your customers. And of course, they're not all customers. We're using brand language here, but people do know the people in their lives. And they know, somebody listening to us right now knows better how to reach their cousin or coworker than you do or I do.
Yeah, exactly. And it just takes asking questions. You know, brands, well, they spend more money understanding customers than they do actually developing the logo and the colors. That's where, you know, the market research is where all of that information goes. And so, especially these days with all the data that's out there about us, as we use social media and we interact with the world around us, all this data is being collected. And as a brand marketer myself, I look at that data and I know, based on the demographics and the attributes of those people, their preferences. And then I can speak to them in certain ways that will help me promote my clients' products and services in a way that will help them choose this, you know, my client or another client. And in a lot of cases, when we think about kind of if you think about the Life cereal commercials, kind of the classic one, you know, Mikey likes it. Well, if Mikey likes it, then, you know, all children will like it. And that requires us just asking some certain questions. It's amazing to me how often we can go about our daily life and not really know, you know, what it is that people are struggling with, where they're at in their faith life. You know, do they feel comfortable with the concept of God, or did they kind of fall away from that? And of course, you can't necessarily ask that of maybe an acquaintance or a coworker right away. But as we accompany people in their walk of their life, and we encounter them, as Pope Francis says, and truly walk with them, we'll start to understand, you know, their struggles. And that's when we can come along with them and relate to them our own experiences. You know, I went through something similar, and this is how I was able to overcome it through my faith. And that's really knowing our customers is really just, you know, having an understanding of where they're at, because everybody's going to be in a different place. And what if we start assuming that everybody is in the same place or have the same message? We just go around beating people over the head with the Bible. We're not going to get anywhere with them.
Mm-hmm. Well, the book we're talking about is You Are the Catholic Brand by Matthew Kilmurry, our guest. We'll put a link up on our radio blog, bustedhalo.com/radio, so you can figure out where you can pick that up from Liguri Publications. I'm fascinated now that you were doing branding with the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. Now you're working for a law firm, but you're writing about Catholic stuff. That's cool.
It is very cool. I mean, it's a passion of mine. I love working at USCCB, and there's wonderful people there. I will say that lawyers pay better than bishops do. And I had a few more children while I was there, so now I have six children. And so, you know, as a father of six, sometimes you have to make those choices in life.
Well, and I like that one of the things that you include for us in the book are things like some exercise, some little worksheets, if you will. You've got like a spiritual mission statement exercise where somebody can take a little inventory. And we're not talking about, you know, you need to go on an 8-day silent retreat and really dig in deep and take the inventory of your life. But you can sit there with Matthew's book and turn to page 127 and go, I grew up, whatever, you know, Catholic or not Catholic, and my faith became my own when I, whatever, went on a retreat in high school or something like that. And then move along to my spiritual talents include, well, maybe I sing in the choir, or maybe I don't know what they are. I leave a question mark, but now I'm realizing, I do have something to offer. So I like ways in which we can activate and engage people that typically might think, this is not me. I can't do this. I'm just somebody who sits in the pew and I let, you know, father and sister do all the talking and teaching and evangelization. I like that you're moving us to a new level.
Yeah, it was important for me to make it practical. And one of the things that I point out in the book is that we represent the Catholic brand at every moment in our life. There is no on and off switch. And so if as a body of believers, if we really understood the power that we have in representing the Catholic faith, I think we would transform the world all over again. And so it takes being intentional about it. You know, brands, Nike and Starbucks and all these huge brands, they didn't just come into existence, without a lot of thought and a lot of people sitting around. And so the great thing is that the Catholic Church has been around for 2,000 years. We have some of the most time-tested training material that's out there. And so it really just takes a little bit to sit down and say, okay, you know, well, how does this impact me? What type of Catholic am I? And who's in my world? Who can I influence? And where are they at right now? And maybe, you know what, I don't know much about my neighbor. I'm going to find out a little bit more, and I'm going to put that down. And then I'm going to kind of intentionally maybe invite them for dinner or invite them to the parish picnic and just do little things to kind of move people along, as they consider themselves in the faith world. Because I think a lot of times people go through their entire lives without asking that question, who is Jesus? Who do I say that he is? And while we can never take credit for the conversion of others, and we don't have to evaluate ourselves. So when you look at, in business world, we always talk about the return on the return on investment. I'm spending all this time in this brand, American, Outfitters, as you mentioned. Are we getting the sales that we wanted to? The great thing is that we don't have to evaluate ourselves like that. We have the Holy Spirit who works on people, who really at the end of the day, people have to work out their own salvation with fear and trembling, just as St. Paul says. But we have to be intentional so that we can walk with them through that process. And then leave the results up to the Holy Spirit. You know, we can go our entire lives and go 0 for 1,000, and we'll never. And when we get to heaven, God's going to say, well done, well done. It'll be one of the best.
Yeah, that's a pretty low bar for success.
Ever.
Yeah. Now, Matthew, what about somebody that's listening to the radio right now and thinking, well, if what you mean is I need to be a brand ambassador, I don't feel like I can or should represent the Catholic Church, whether it's because here I'm looking at myself and I'm a sinner, or here I struggle with this or that that the Catholic Church teaches I don't think I want to be or something. What about some folks that are now saying, ooh, you're putting a lot on our shoulders to make each of us kind of a brand?
Yeah, I think that's so important too, especially the part of aspects of the church that we have a lot of maybe resentments against. We think about maybe some of the sexual abuse crisis, or some of the things that historically have happened with the church, or some teachings that we really struggle with. What people are looking for, an authentic experience of faith, and to walk around thinking that I'm fully sold on the Catholic faith, 100%, or I have no problems with some of the big controversies of the Catholic Church in the past is ridiculous. I mean, there's obviously going to be things that we're going to struggle with our entire life. Faith is wrestling with God as Jacob did. And that's what people are looking for. People aren't looking for somebody who walks around like a drone and yes, I believe everything and I don't question it. They're looking for people who have wrestled with God and they're limping away as Jacob did and now they've become Israel and that's what they want to see, because they want to know that if I have the same experience, I can do so and come out the other side and still, be the person that God intended me to be. And so, if anything, I hope that this book from You Are the Catholic Brand from Liguori will
nice branding there.
Thank you so much. Right? is allow people to take the pressure off, right, and just to settle into their faith and understand that we can encounter people where we are. Like, I don't have to go on, as you said, an 8-day silent retreat or be able to have read the Bible from cover to cover. And of course, I would recommend that we do all of those things, but that we can start being a Catholic ambassador right now, like even with the struggles that we're currently having in our faith life, in our personal life. You know, I could be somebody who's, you know, gone through, you know, a divorce, or I have this in my past, or, you know, wherever we are, life is messy, but that doesn't mean that we can't share our faith.
Well, and we will put a link, in fact, it's already up on our blog, on our radio blog, bustedhalo.com/radio, where you can find out how you can get your hands on this, I think, very affirming book, not just to, I want to be a brand person, but really to kind of strengthen our faith and allow God to work through us so that our faith can be passed on. So, Matthew Kilmurry, thanks so much for joining us here on the Busted Halo Show.
Father Dave, I'm so grateful that you took the time to talk with me. I appreciate it so much.
All right, well, thanks.